The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
But the guy asked for a trade, and they waited until now to cut him and give him his request entirely so that there would be less of a market for him and he wouldn't get as much money.
Yeah.
Which is such an FU.
Yeah, that's a MF-er move. I mean, like you said, coming into the segment, like the Knicks are like the only other one I got. And it's just because they
were finally good for a change the last two seasons in the last four under Tom Thibodeau.
Yeah.
As opposed to the entire decade before that.
Again, they fired a guy who's been good for 5 years.
Yeah.
Their best coach in the 21st century. Without a doubt, it's Tom Thibodeau.
Yeah.
And they fired him after their most successful season in 25 years. And that you can even, like, I can walk down the aisle with you. I'm like, okay, that makes, like, I can see why you would want to say, like, hey, we're getting held back by our coach. Okay. But for then, the plan to be, I like Ime Udoka. Let's see if the Rockets want to give us Ime Udoka. Let's see if we can get Jason Kidd.
Turned down five times.
Let's see if we can get
Billy Donovan.
Billy Donovan, they say no. So yeah. That's the part where it's like, guys, like, what are you doing? If you want to try to poach another team's coach, like, do that behind the tamper
before you fire Thibodeau.
Yeah, do that behind the scenes.
Exactly. From the 832, what do the players on Cincinnati's defense think was going to happen when they have to pay three huge contracts on offense? That they would also prioritize the defense, too, given that they're in the AFC, a conference that features Lamar Jackson and Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes.
Also, this terrible, like, the reason they missed the playoffs was
defense.
Was because of the defense. And so what they
Burrow
did.
Had the best year of any quarterback in the league last season, statistically.
And so what they did is sign both receivers.
Yeah.
We'll figure out the defense.
Yeah.
Actually, we won't, because we'll draft some help on the defensive side. By the way, we won't sign the defensive end that we drafted in the first round to help the defense.
Wild. Or the NFL sack leader.
Yeah. The closest thing I can think of, and they haven't really – the thing is they're not incompetent currently, but they were incompetent for this guy's entire tenure as the owner. But he recently – this season was the first season that he sold the team, as Glenn Taylor with the Minnesota Timberwolves.
Yeah.
That guy, like, does not know how to run a basketball team. And he fell ass backwards into
Anthony Edwards.
And then he tried to – he also did this weird thing where he sold the team. And he really didn't get a good deal. So then he tried to, like, claw back control of it. And it got tied up in the courts. And they're like, no, actually, you just have to pay – or the Alex Rodriguez and his business partner are only paying, like, X amount for this team. It's crazy. He screwed up the easy part. Like, the thing that we always say when you're an owner is, like, at the end of the day, you can just sell this team and get $1 billion, like that.
Yeah.
He screwed that part up.
For
and
sure.
Never mind missing the playoffs for 15 straight years.
I forgot about that part. Easy to forget about. That's why, like, when Garnett got traded, I'm surprised Minnesota didn't throw a parade for him when the Celtics won the championship.
Yeah.
From the 832, this person continues. They didn't realize the organization they were playing for, LOL. Yeah. I mean, that's why they're doing this, I think. They're hoping that this will create change. It won't. They're effed. Paul Galacho, ESPN 97.5, 92.5, 713-780-3776 to call to text, YouTube at ESPN Houston, Twitch at ESPN 975. You know who's not effed? Maybe Christian Walker. Is one night enough for you to get back on the Skywalker train? Or, as some call it, the 8 train. Good God. It's the Paul Galacho. Stay put.
ESPN 97.5. McGrath Pest Control kills pests so you don't have to. Right now, their vigilance is directed at termites and mosquitoes. It's termite swarming season. These little fellows can cause big problems. Let McGrath bring their wrath to would-be termites around your home, especially if you're buying or selling a home. And when it comes to mosquitoes, their mosquito murdering system keeps your outdoor living space skeeter-free. It's completely safe for you, but not for mosquitoes. Rest in peace. Keep your home pest-free. Get started. McGrathPestControl.com. Tell them you heard it right here.
Suit Mart has Father's Day gifts that fit every dad and every budget. Right now, grab cargo shorts for just $19.99 and dress shirts starting at $5.99. New sneakers and casual shoes take 20% off over 2,000 fresh pairs. And don't miss out on 20% off sport coats and blazers. Restrictions apply. Plus, two-piece shorts and pant sets, sunglasses, two for $16, and markdowns on men's sportswear. Suit Mart. Dress dad in style this Father's Day. Hurry in. These deals won't last.
Dr. Joseph Malosky here with Rise Health. Need a quick fix for your ED? We have the solution, a rapid dissolving strip that slips under your tongue, dissolves in seconds, ready to work in minutes. These little discreet strips fit in your pocket, and they're on your schedule. Convenient, portable power that lasts up to 36 hours. No pharmacy lines, no face-to-face doctor visits, no planning required. Visit RIIZEhealth.com and simplify your life with Rise.
This is Lisa Zadoff from Zadoff Jewelers. Have a watch that needs a battery change or just plain doesn't work anymore? Maintaining a luxury timepiece requires exacting attention, and we service over 30 of the world's favorite brands, in addition to being the largest authorized dealer in the region. If something's just not right, allow our 7 on-site watchmakers to handle your watch with the care and attention it deserves. Bring your watch in for an estimate today. Zadoff Jewelers. Make the moment.
Top training in Sugar Land, Texas, the region's elite facility for athletes of all ages. With world-class coaches, including 3 former pros and 5 who've trained professional athletes, we deliver structured, science-backed programs in a high-energy, results-driven environment. Young athletes, high school competitors aiming for college, or adults reclaiming strength, Top Training is your place. Not just a gym, it's a training ground for life, forging discipline, confidence, and peak performance daily. Visit toptrainingsl.com.
Hey parents, Jeremy Branham here. Want to transform your driveway into a pro-level court? Pro Dunk basketball goals are the real deal. Their revolutionary lightning adjust system lets you change heights in seconds. From regulation 10 feet down to 5 feet so the whole family can play. Build commercial grade materials that stand up to Houston weather. Get your kids off those screens and onto the court. Pro Dunk, the choice of serious ballers. Visit ProDunk.com today. That's ProDunk.com.
This is ESPN 97.5, brought to you by Zada Jewelers, KFNC, and 97.9 HD2, Mont Bellevue, Houston.
A radio show host called Paul Gallant.
It's the Paul Gallant Show.
Pauly G Show, he's the best in Houston.
Houston's most interactive sports talk show.
Hey, how's it going, Paul?
Oh, what's good, my man?
How you doing, Paul?
What are you doing, Paul?
Join the conversation by dialing or texting 713-780-3776.
I love the show. Y'all keep it up.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Paul Gallant.
And he hits one way out of here. Forget about it. Up on the train track. The A train has just left Union Station. It's 3-0 Astros.
Skywalker in flight. Early evening delight.
Ew. Ew, ew, ew. Listen, I can't say much because last night while watching the NBA Finals, after seeing the Pacers take down the Thunder, I forced a tweet. I had just rewatched Total Recall over the weekend. It's one of my favorite old school movies. You've got Arnold Schwarzenegger. You've got Sharon Stone. You've got Hank from Breaking Bad. You've got unbelievable gore.
Got Guado.
Guado, indeed.
My favorite Arnold movie, by the way.
It's your favorite one? Total Recall? It's definitely up there for me. Commando might be my favorite. Terminator 2 doesn't count because that's not an Arnold movie. That's just good old-fashioned an American classic. But, listen, last night I forced a reference. I was talking about how I now believe that the Pacers can pull this off. I have now opened my mind. Open your mind, to quote old Quado. But that was forced. 8 Train. Nope. Nope. Not doing it. By the way, Todd Callis said 8. E-I-G-H-T Train. Not A Train. And then Jeff Blum said, Skywalker in flight. Early evening delight. And I don't like that kind of thing. I don't. I just don't. Okay? So, let's not do that. I'm happy Christian Walker had another big game. It's against the White Sox. Should have happened on Tuesday. It was Dollar Dog Night. It was Pride Night. Where were the fireworks on Tuesday? Didn't see them. Saw them yesterday, but the White Sox blow. And, yeah, I'm not going to accept Christian Walker for one-game performances. I'm not. I know a lot of people have done this. We did this after the Astros-Mariners series where Walker had some big hits. They take 3 of 4. But pause. I'm not there yet. Give me a couple of weeks, and then I'll start to buy into the idea that Dana Brown suggested where Christian Walker is somebody that gets going in June, July, and August. And as someone who's had some bad luck. He got some good luck last night. The check swing single bloop that he had down to right field. That was something else. But I never thought that he was going to get a triple. I never thought he was going to get a cycle. And I also am of the belief that there's a very good chance that tomorrow or tonight he goes 0 for 4 with 3 strikeouts. Because he's done that a lot this year. The less I see of that, the more willing to accept him I am. But to this point, Jose Abreu comparisons are not that unfounded, even though he has at the very least hit home runs.
Yeah, the power, it's that at least he has that. That's kind of what left Jose Abreu first is the power. I mean, even before he was an Astro, that was the book on him when the Astros signed him. It was like, it was kind of a little troubling that his power waned his last year in Chicago, and then he got here and stunk up the joint. But yeah, he needs a lot of to overcompensate for the amount of bad luck he's had to start the year with the hard hit balls right at guys for outs. He's gonna need a lot of check swing doubles. He's gonna need a lot of good luck to balance it out, because he really hasn't been what you want. And like you said, Paul, like I'm not doing one day. I mean, he had 2 good games against the Mariners, and people were ready to, you know, here's the guy that the Astros, I need 2 weeks of a hot stretch. Like, I need a legitimate hot streak. Yeah. Where
give me a week
going in. Yeah. We're going into the game. You're like, you know what? I feel pretty good about Christian Walker in this game. Like, it, maybe even a point where do we bump him back up into the order. I need more than a game for that.
No one has held the Astros lineup back more than Christian Walker, who has been hitting in the cleanup spot for much of the year with a batting average of .217 and an OPS of .653. I'm sorry. I don't care how good of a fielder he is. Guy's making $20 million a year, and he's 34, so do you feel like it's going to get better? Mm.
Yeah, the hope is that, like, this season he kind of regulates. But then, like you said, for the two remaining years on this deal, it's like 35, 36, and this is what you're getting year one. There's not a scenario that I see that's very likely, maybe other than postseason heroics where he single-handedly, like, wins you games in the postseason with a hot streak in October, where, like, we look back and we're like, this deal was awesome for the Astros. Like, it already kind of seems like at best we can get, like, a good year, maybe good next year, and then it's like the third year, like, well, he's coming off the books at the end of the season. It's not the worst thing in the world. I mean, at least the glove's still there, like you said, but having great glove at first base, while important, is not it's not the same as being a shortstop, being a center
with
fielder.
You.
Like, I need a little bit more for the bat for you to be like, hey, don't forget the fielding that he provides.
Exactly. Christian Walker, his last multiple hit game was 17 days before that.
Yeah.
And it was that game against the Seattle Mariners where he went 3-for-4. The game before, he was 2-for-4. Since that, here are the numbers. I'm just going to lay them out. One hit, one strikeout. 0 hits, 0 strikeouts. 1 hit, 3 strikeouts. 0 hit, 1 strikeout. 1 hit, 2 strikeouts. 1 hit, 1 strikeouts. 0 hits, 3 strikeouts. 1 hit, 2 strikeouts. 1 hit, 0 strikeouts. 1 hit, 1 strikeout. 0 hits, 0 strikeouts. 1 hit, 1 strikeout. Like, there's more strikeouts than hits.
Yeah.
So,
again, hopefully this is the start of, you know, a new Christian Walker that we see for the rest of the season. Again, we're 100% aligned on this. Just, I need more than one game.
That's it.
I need this to be sustained. And, hey, we've talked about the upcoming schedule for the Astros, not just for the rest of the season, but especially until the All-Star break, where there's like 3 series that we're looking at as like, okay, that's gonna be difficult. You know, maybe the Astros lose the series. Every other series, the Astros should win.
They should obviously have a huge lead in the AL West by the All-Star break.
Yeah. So in theory, you're gonna get a lot of favorable matchups if you're Christian Walker on the opposing pitching side. Yeah. You gotta feast on this. Like that's how you can salvage the season and really salvage your reputation. Correct. As a Houston Astro.
Junior Broncos brought up on Twitch, Yordan Alvarez actually by far the Astros' worst hitter. Statistically, sure, but at least with Alvarez, you trust that he will be okay. Maybe he won't be, though.
I would even say that Walker's been worse because he's played more. Like the fact that Yordan's actually been out, given how he played when he was in, like that is actually less harmful.
Helps a little bit.
Yeah.
Oof.
Anyway. Obviously, you hope that when his 80%, here's 60% healed hand, now 80% healed hand, when that gets to 100, you know, the hope is that he was trying to play through it and that's why he stunk. But we'll see.
That is Sean Mapes behind the glass. I'm Paul Gallant. It is the Paul Gallant Show, ESPN 975-925, 713-780-3776 to call, to text, YouTube at ESPN Houston, Twitch at ESPN 975. It is the most interactive sports talk show in Houston. Up next, you've heard of stolen valor. Have you ever heard of stolen pinstripes? One of the wildest stories in recent baseball histories. Next, stay put.
Do you have the ESPN Houston app? No? Then download it now in your app store.
When it comes to accidental injury cases in Harris County, there's one law firm that files nearly 3 times as many cases than any other firm, and that's Dasper Law Firm. Why? Because they're the best at what they do, getting their clients the compensation they deserve for injuries they've wrongfully suffered in an accident. Lance Zierlein here, and if you suffered an injury in an accident and you would like a free case review, call John Daspit now, 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW or visit DaspitLaw.com.
We're going to draw one name of a person that sold their car to GiveMeTheVIN.com and give them $25,000.
Wow.
Give Me The VIN is giving away $25,000 in cash every month.
Could you imagine being that person? Wouldn't that feel great?
That would be awesome.
Well, honey, you won.
Oh, my God.
Heather Krager of Dallas, Texas won $25,000 in Give Me The VIN's big cash giveaway.
That's so cool.
You could be next to get a little more, maybe a lot more.
I guess that old Mercedes was worth more than I thought.
No purchase necessary. For official rules, go to GiveMeTheVIN.com.
Championship teams are built with experience, skill, and teamwork, just like Pipefitters Local 211. For over 75 years, we've been representing the best in the trade across the Texas Gulf Coast. Our 4,300 union pipe fitters, welders, and HVAC techs bring the heat when it comes to quality, safety, and precision. When you need a home run in craftsmanship, trust the pros who do it right the first time. Pipe Fitters Local 211. Brought to you by the journeymen and apprentices of Pipefitters Local Union 211.
Texas Card House is Houston's premier poker facility, open 24-7. The bar's open till 2 every single night. You can always find a game. You're looking for cash games or tournaments. They got great tournaments at both locations. Seniors on Friday at Westheimer and 2 o'clock, $140 buy-in. You could win $15,000. They've also got online poker with Hijack Poker. You're looking for poker in the city of Houston, there's one place to go. That's TexasCardHouse.com, TexasCardHouse.com.
Hello, I'm Lisa Holland Nelson.
And I'm Siobhana Rabashriver.
And we are so excited to be bringing you Culture Club HTX every Sunday morning from 8 to 9 on ESPN Radio 97.5 and 92.5. Our show is about
sports, community, fashion, and of course, business, and all the things that make Houston the heartbeat of Texas.
Our community. That's our favorite, right?
That's one of my most favorite. So every Sunday, 8 a.m., ESPN Radio 92.5 and 97.5. We can't wait for you to tune in.
Hey guys, Joel Blank here for Allstate Windows and Siding. If you're looking to give your home a facelift, forget about painting or staining. Buy siding from Allstate Windows and Siding instead. Allstate has a huge selection of colors, and their product is energy efficient and impact resistant from the wind and the weather, like hurricane season can be. Call today at 832-204-1936. Ask about their $2,500 off a complete siding job. Visit AllstateWindowsAndSiding.com. Discounts are always available for senior citizens, military, and first responders. Get to Allstate Windows and Siding right now.
DreamRate Mortgage, the ultimate mortgage hookup. Visit 975loans.com.
NMLS number 242473, Equal Housing Lender.
You're locked in with the Paul Gallant Show
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Paul Gallant.
Most interactive sports talk show in town. Pretty exciting news today for those who like movies. They are making a sequel to Spaceballs. Mel Brooks, Rick Moranis in his first movie since 1996. It is set to hit theaters in 2027. The trailer is very funny. It is just a scroll like in Star Wars where it says 38 years ago, there was only one Star Wars trilogy. Since then, there's been a prequel trilogy, a sequel to the prequel, a prequel to the sequel, countless TV spinoffs, a movie spinoff of the TV spinoff, which is both a prequel and a sequel, not to mention two Dunes, seven Jurassic Parks, two Avatars plus three upcoming Avatars, making five Avatars, 36 MCU movies with two different Robert Downey Jr.'s, DCU attempt number one, DCU attempt number two, an animated Lion King, a live-action animated Lion King, a live-action animated Lion King prequel, eight Harry Potter movies, a TV series remaking the same eight Harry Potter movies, a whole streaming service of Star Trek, seven Alien movies, two of which were also Predator movies, not to be mistaken for the six Predator movies that are also not Alien movies, one Prometheus, which is kind of an Alien movie, four Beatles movies, and Oppenheimer. But in 38 years, there's only been one Spaceballs until now. And now there's going to be a second. That's the trailer. It's fantastic.
From everything I've heard, including that, and the cast members and the people that are involved with it, I'm in.
I'm in no matter what. Just like I'm in for the Liam Neeson reboot of The Naked Gun, I am 100% yeah. in for this.
The Naked Gun one is so great. Because now it's getting TV spots as they're getting closer yeah. to it. And the bit where they're all...
looking at the dads.
Looking at their dads, and it goes down the line to the one who's...
OJ's dad.
OJ's.
Fantastic.
And he just looks at the camera and shakes his head. Again, I was on the fence about that movie. I saw that one joke, and I'm like, I'm in.
I love parody movies. We have not had a good superhero spoof ever. With all these movies out there, we have not had one. And... with all these bad Star Wars movies out, we haven't had one of those either. Like, Spaceballs was a parody of Star Wars when Star Wars was good.
Yeah.
We have needed this so badly because it's oversaturated. So anyway, that was pretty cool to see this afternoon. Anyway, baseball. It's a sport. And yeah, we generally only talk about the Astros on this show. This is not exactly the... despite me being the greatest baseball mind in Houston, this is not exactly the... most baseball enthusiastic show out there. You know, we don't really do the like lineup radio thing, but we do every now and then tell you what's going on around the sport. And this story is absolutely hilarious. Hit it.
This is baseball today, this afternoon, this week.
Red Sox have a rookie pitcher named Hunter Dobbins. There was recently a Red Sox-Yankees series. Leading up to this series, Hunter Dobbins explained that he could never, ever play for the New York Yankees. He said he would retire before pitching for the New York Yankees. Why? Well, because he believed that his father played for the New York Yankees. This is the June 7th Boston Herald feature. He said his father, Lance Dobbins, was drafted twice by the Yankees before being traded to the Arizona Diamondbacks. Dobbins claims his father was friends with Astros legend Andy Pettit, who also played 15 major league seasons with the New York Yankees. So this report comes out. Oh, it's a fun story for a Red Sox-Yankees series.
Yeah.
But the New York Post did their own digging, and they found no evidence that Lance Dobbins had played with any of those organizations. Lance Dobbins' profile on baseballreference.com doesn't list any Yankees affiliation. The 2025 Red Sox media guide does mention him on Hunter Dobbins' biography page, but says Lance pitched two seasons in the Diamondbacks organization. It seems that Hunter Dobbins, Red Sox pitcher, his father just made up a story that he pitched in the major leagues to him. And that he was drafted by the Yankees twice. That's got to suck to realize that was full of it. Because who actually looks up a story that their father tells them? No one. You never think your dad's going to lie to you.
It's also like,
even if he's a compulsive liar, you probably don't believe it.
And even like as you get older and you realize like, okay, maybe this isn't a lie, but like I am definitely hearing my dad's side of the story. You know, like I don't know, like I don't. Probably 95% of the stories my dad tells, like, he is 100% in the right at every point. And I'm like, okay, like, chances are there's at least some other. He's never been like, yeah, I was, you know, I was the pitcher for the Astros. That'd be crazy.
No.
To do that in, like, the internet era is insane. Like,
insane.
He lied about pitching in the 90s.
You could do this in the 70s or 80s, maybe.
100%.
Maybe. Here is what Dobbins said. Quote, my feelings, when asked about it, my feelings and all that are based on my personal experiences and have nothing to do with growing up or my family. The whole backstory is stuff I heard growing up and saw pictures of from my dad. Does his dad do Photoshops? At the end of the day, it's just from my dad and how I grew my love for the game. But at the end of the day, I don't go and fact check my dad or anything like that. I don't either, but then all of a sudden somebody else fact checks your dad. This definitely adds to Red Sox Yankees lore. There's a Red Sox pitcher who claimed that his father played for the Yankees because his father told him that. This is finally the ammunition that we have been waiting for a long period of time so that Yankees fans can once again claim that the Boston Red Sox are their little brother. Since 2004, it's been tough. But now you have a Red Sox pitcher whose dad lied to him, allegedly, about playing for the Yankees.
Allegedly lied to him.
Allegedly lied to him.
I mean, I think it's pretty cut and dry.
Seems pretty cut and dry. Listen, maybe he did. Maybe Baseball Reference forgot.
Yeah, and forgive me if you mentioned this and I missed it. Did Hunter Dobbins' dad, is Hunter Dobbins' dad still with us? Is he still among the living?
Oh no, that would be so sad.
I just have to ask
Lance Dobbins,
I mean dad, and then all of it will be this story.
I'm looking it up. Is Lance Dobbins
alive?
Father of Hunt, because some obituaries came up.
Oh, okay.
I
feel like it would be in the story if, like,
it doesn't say.
I feel like it would be halfway through the story. They would be like, and it, of course, Lance Dobbins like passed in 2018.
It does not say whether or not he is alive. I'm assuming he is, but you might need to interview Lance Dobbins now.
But even if he died, like, who knows? Maybe he faked his own death. This guy does is lying.
New York Post headline. Oh, this is great. because of New York Post once they dig on or something. Yeah. Red Sox rookie Hunter Dobbins blames father for this story. Oh, man. Yeah, that's rough. That's rough. Anyway, baseball this afternoon, today, this week. 713-780-3776 to call it, to text it. YouTube at ESPN Houston. Twitch at ESPN 975. Someone texted in, have you seen Liam Neeson on Ricky Gervais? Yes, it's fantastic. It's a really good scene that he does there. We got a call about me being the best baseball mind in Houston. His name is Lance's Donut Crumb. I'm sure that Lance's Donut Crumb has become self-aware. Lance's Donut Crumb, welcome to the show.
Hey, guys. How you doing? Hey, Polly. I got to disagree with you that you're the greatest mind of baseball at the station.
Okay.
I want to say that's going to be Jeremy Branham. I mean, we used to talk bats and balls a lot at Rich's on Thursday night. Maybe you can come visit sometime. Today is Thursday, Polly. Maybe you can come out and visit.
All right. Lance's Donut Crumb.
I miss you.
I got
Bye. Oh,
he's hanging up on me. I was wondering if Lance's Donut Crumb. Listen, I don't want to assume the sexuality of a donut crumb, but are you gay? It does sound like, suggesting that we go to Rich's, amongst other things, and the way you're talking. It feels like you want me to ask that question. So we've never had a donut crumb come out of the closet on the radio before, but just asking the question.
Well, Lance, I was pressed up against his cheek and his lips yesterday, and then he spit me out. Maybe Polly, is that an invite for me to go in, in your mouth? Toodles.
Anyway, the views of Lance Zierlein's Donut Crumb do not necessarily reflect the views of the Paul Gallant Show, ESPN 97.5 or 92.5. All right, so that's baseball this afternoon, this week, today. Keith has a thought on the most interactive sports talk show in Houston. While we're off the rails, Keith, what's up?
Hey, Paul, had a question about the Washington Commanders, wide receiver group right now. Pretty alarming video of Deebo Samuel yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
Looking a little bit thick.
Looking thick.
Plus Noah Brown's carted off.
That's right.
Plus Terry McLaurin's holding out.
Yeah.
Dyami Brown's in Jacksonville. Jameson Crowder's a free agent. Michael Gallup is, 2 years out of football. And then you have, KJ Osborne, who's more famous for, saving a pedestrian from a, car accident. Does that receiving core worry you at all?
Ooh, does it worry me? It's a good point. It doesn't worry me like the Texans running back room worries Jeremy Branham, who is concerned that they're bringing in a running back for a tryout after having signed Nick Chubb. Like, I'm not as worried as J.R. Pierre right now. But when I look at that Commanders receiver room, I think now they have to get something done with Terry McLaurin. That's got to suck if you're the Commanders. Like, Deebo Samuel, who you just traded for, shows up and he looks fat. And you're like, oh, my God. And we've got this situation with McLaurin right now. Like, you lost all leverage that you had.
Even, like, Noah Brown, who...
And Brown getting hurt, too.
He's a solid player. Like,
Brown's good. He just he has the injury issues that he did. He was the one who caught that Hail Mary against the Chicago Bears. That's a tough spot. So, yeah, if I'm the Commanders, I'm a little bit concerned about that. And I think at this moment in time, you have to get something done with Terry McLaurin. McLaurin deserves it. The guy has been through a lot and always has produced. You made the comparison yesterday, Sean, to DeAndre Hopkins. Yeah. I think it's a very good one. This is a guy who needs to get paid. And, right now, like, who else is Jaden Daniels throwing to outside of Terry McLaurin? That is a rough, rough room. And to my knowledge, there are no receivers on the streets right now that – are going to be able to fix things. Hell, even Deontay Johnson has an effing team, for God's sakes. Deontay Johnson, by the way, was asked yesterday, do you have any regrets about last year? And he was basically like, no. It's like, oh, when you were crying after the Texans won the AFC South because you didn't get the ball thrown your way, which actually happened. That actually happened. Like, one of the most embarrassing things that's ever happened. Oh, I didn't get the ball enough. Dude, you won the AFC South. really crazy.
Am I a casual for not knowing what team Deontay Johnson's on?
I think he's on the Browns.
He is on the Browns. Okay.
Yeah.
You mentioned that he has a job, and I was surprised.
I cannot
believe that he has a job.
It is wild that he is employed.
Okay, he's on the Browns.
That's why. Cool. There you go. But when he inevitably gets cut, the Commanders could bring him in. 713-780-3776 to call the text. YouTube at ESPN Houston. On Twitch at ESPN 975. Texter says, just when I thought this show couldn't get any gayer. Yeah, it's Lance's Donachrome. Came out of the closet on the air. We are a safe space and an ally. It's Gay Pride Month, okay? Donachrome can be gay. I could be gay. Sean could be gay. I don't know. None of us know when you think about it. I know I'm happy. That used to be what that word meant.
Yeah. Yeah. What's wrong with being gay?
Nothing wrong with
that. We are the happiest radio show in the city of Houston.
For sure.
Maybe we should throw that in.
Yeah.
Most interactive and gayest radio show.
But happy.
Happy. Happy.
Happy. Yeah. I don't want the significant other to come and find out, like, oh yeah, Paul's just been making jokes about how he might not be straight all of this time because he actually might not be straight. Huh? Anyway. It's the Paul Gallant Show. You want to jump in. 713-780-3776 to call the text. YouTube at ESPN Houston. Twitch at ESPN 975. How far is too far? Some fun scenarios on the other side. You got to determine how far is too far. Astros looking to take 2 or 3 against the White Sox. Jimmy Ward arrested. All of that on the table. Stay put.
You're listening to ESPN 975.
John Granato here for Game Day Health. Are you feeling lethargic, having issues in the bedroom? How about weight gain, muscle loss, even brain fog? You may have low testosterone. Game Day Men's Health are the experts in testosterone replacement therapy, ED, and weight management strategies. They can help you get back to feeling and performing better. With 5 locations, 15 more on the way, book a free testosterone test today at GameDayMen'sHealth.com. That's GameDayMen'sHealth.com.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. That's old news. It's all about your customized TV options with the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, you now have tons of options. Save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect. We scan your location and offer you the best TV and internet options. And we always have specials and promotions. So when you call, ask about that. Take 5 minutes of your time. Make this free call now and learn how to save money and get better internet and TV for your home anywhere in the U.S. Make this simple and free call now.
800-214-6191. 800-214-6191. 800-214-6191. That's 800-214-6191.
Cast your line and relax at twocreekscrossingresort.com. Your fishing getaway awaits.
John Granato here with Robin Orlando from Houston Powder Coaters. Robin, it's time, people. You have got to move now. If you want your patio furniture back at a certain time, you need to do it now.
Yes, because it is a standard 4 to 5 week turnaround time, but if you need it expedited, we can do that for you as well.
And pickup in the Houston area is absolutely free.
If you're in the Woodlands, to Galveston, Baytown, or Fulshire, we have you covered.
Hurry, hurry, hurry. Call Robin, 281-676-3888 or HoustonPowderCoaters.com.
Buying a new vehicle shouldn't be hard. Monument Chevrolet makes it easy. Random here. Monument Chevrolet has a huge selection of Chevy vehicles priced with transparency. No hidden fees, no upcharges, no dealer add-ons. For over 50 years, Monument Chevrolet has earned relationships with thousands of customers doing business this way. For new and used cars, fleet sales, and service, visit Monument Chevrolet in Pasadena, right off 225 and Beltway 8 in monumentchevrolet.com. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
Dr. Joseph Malesky here with Rise Health. Are you embarrassed about ED? You're not alone. Tired of pills or chews that take forever to work? Our Rise Max strips are a game changer. These discreet strips slip on the tongue, dissolve in seconds, no water, no noise, no awkward moments. Not even your partner will know. Packed with sildenafil, tadalafil, and a touch of oxytocin for that next level connection. No pharmacy lines, no face-to-face visits, just confidence delivered right to your door. Visit RIIZEHealth.com today.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's the Paul Gallant Show
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
U.S. Open is underway, and I'm loving the leaderboard right now. Of the top 24 golfers thus far at the U.S. Open in Oakmont outside of Pittsburgh, all of these guys, one under or better, 11 of them are Americans. American girls, American guys, we'll always stand up and salute. We'll always recognize when we see old glory flying at the U.S. Open. There's a lot of men dead, so we can sleep in peace at night when we lay down out here. Yeah. My daddy served at Oakmont where the rough was high. He didn't like that until the day that he died. Okay, I'm done. But of all the Americans that are atop the leaderboard, James Nicholas, Zach Polo, Bud Cauley, JT Poston, Cameron Young, Patrick Reed, Colin Morikawa, Ben Griffin, Brooks Koepka, Sam Burns, and JJ Spahn. USA. USA. So there you go. That's what's going on in the U.S. Open. Astros play the White Sox tonight. Framber Valdez on the hill. And Jimmy Ward, Houston Texans safety, was arrested early this morning, given how little he's played the last couple of years. I imagine he's not for long with this team. It does, at least based off of some reports, seem that there was some strangulation going on as part of that felony arrest. So we'll see what happens. You want to jump in, you can at 713-780-3776. That's how you call. That's how you text. YouTube at ESPN Houston. And on Twitch at ESPN 975. Let's do a little How Far Is Too Far.
Paul Gallant asks a simple question. How far is too far?
Yeah, we're definitely outside the box now, huh? You gotta ask yourself, how far are you willing to go?
Too far! Is it too far for a radio company to can you while you're on the air and then tell you to not talk about it? Because apparently that happened on Sirius XM satellite radio in a time slot that will soon be filled by Stephen A. Smith. Michelle Beadle and Cody Decker found out that they'd got.
Yeah, that's tough.
That is not fun.
In an industry full of, I don't know, layoffs?
Lineup
changes always. To not stick the landing on this one is.
I'm always looking over, you know, my shoulder. I remember when I was at the flagship and they put me on the morning show with Mike and with Seth, and it was always an odd fit, and the person who put me in that spot never gave us any direction, and I never got a raise, and they basically just let my contract expire for 5 months and did nothing about it, which is, you know, kind of frustrating given that your boy did what they asked him to do. You know, whatever. It's water under the bridge, but I found out because all of a sudden I was logged out of everything with like 45 minutes to go in the show. Then I got a text with 15 minutes to go in the show, and I had been told, you gotta go meet with the boss. I'm like, well, I know what's happening here.
Yeah,
I know what's happening here.
Yeah, that I've heard
nothing
that
worse.
Happening a lot. Where not just in radio, but in all walks of life, where like the company email stops working, like you can't get signed into the company email, and then
right.
Someone from HR is like, "Yeah, we're gonna need to talk.
We're gonna need to talk." Well, you know, it happens. It's not. It sucks getting a text like 10 minutes before the end of the show. Hey. We need to talk. Seattle, I got that text. That was fun. Like 3 month period where like we knew someone was going to get got. and it ended up being multiple people getting got. So that somebody who had gotten got his old job back. Fun times. What an industry it is.
I know.
And really treat people great.
And it can even happen to at Sirius XM with Michelle Beadle making way for Stephen A. Smith, right?
Yeah. Great text from the 713. Yes, I do remember that time. Fun times, everybody. Fun times. Anyway, what else is going on this The Paul Gallant Show? Oh! Is it too far? Is it too far for police to dedicate resources to chasing after a person who's not driving an ambulance like we saw in Houston earlier today? In Kentucky, a Murray man named Cowboy Cody was arrested for releasing a raccoon in a bar for revenge after getting banned from said bar due to a drunken mule incident. How did he get arrested? Well, police chased him through Murray while he was riding a mule. It was the second time he was arrested on said mule in 3 days. Kentucky, a little bit different. Do you need a police chase to go after a mule? Like, aren't mules slow?
I mean, it's definitely slower than a car, I would say. Yeah, how is this a chase? I guess everything's a chase at a certain point.
That's true.
It can be a 5-second chase. But yeah, this. Also, I want to know more about the raccoon for revenge.
Well,
releasing a raccoon.
Cowboy Cody unleashed a raccoon into a bar after he was turned away. Said a bartender, "I've seen some crazy stuff in my time, but nothing like this." He let loose a terrified raccoon in a bar out of revenge for being turned away. He was already drinking.
No.
And had been banned already from the bar over a drunken mule incident. What's the drunken mule incident? Was he drinking and riding? Which I don't believe is a thing. Could be. I don't know. Kentucky. What a state.
I don't know. I don't think you can get a DUI on a horse.
I
but a mule, too. Like, I don't know.
Seems like you should get a DUI for being on a horse.
It feels like something that would be a law. Although, would it have been a law in, like, 1870?
I don't definitely think so. Not.
Yeah.
Everyone
so,
was
like,
hammered
actually,
all the time in 1870.
By the time we got cars, I don't know if they would have gotten around to it. So, maybe he's only getting arrested for releasing a raccoon into a bar, which
could
would
be that.
Probably be enough for me to say too far already. But, oh, no, wait. We're asking if the police are going too far.
The police going too far. Police
sure.
vehicles chasing a mule. Yeah, I wouldn't think you would need police vehicles to chase down a mule.
Like, one should be able to get the job done.
Because I thought
say.
Mules were slow. Someone texted in, you can get a DWI on a bike. Yeah, I thought so.
I know you can do
like
that on a bike.
On a scooter, on one of those things that they have all over Austin.
Oh,
really?
On
Dallas.
Like the bird scooter.
Yeah,
or
you can get one on a bird. I know that. Also, there could be new laws in certain states across the United States. Washington, one of them, where if you have your license suspended for speeding, they will, when you get your car back, put restrictor plates in so that you can't go over the speed limit. Oh, God, that sucks. Now, you'd have to have your license suspended for that,
yeah.
But geez.
Apparently, mules can go 30 to 35 miles.
Really? You know what? I assumed that mules were slower, but I thought they were like more pack animals in terms of they were supposed to like carry stuff as opposed to
beasts of burden.
Be ridden. Yeah. Anyway, interesting.
Yeah, you are right about that. I mostly think of them as like farm animals pulling a plow, but yeah, I guess they can move a little bit. Even still, 35 miles per hour.
Pretty good.
A car should be able to chase that down. Yeah, the restrictor plates on speeders, that's... I understand, but I feel like it crosses the line.
That's crosses the line.
Maybe this is, like, the most American thought that I have, but I am, like... Because there's always the thing of, like, why do they make cars that are able to go 150 miles per hour? Like, what's the actual point that, like, I can get in my car and, in theory, go 150? There's not really a practical reason for me to do that. At the same time, I like that I have the option.
Sean Mace behind the glass. I'm Paul Gallant. 713-780-3776 to call the text. YouTube at ESPN News at Twitch at ESPN 975. How far is too far? Every Thursday at 2:30. Up next, some garbage time before we get out of here. You'll never guess who Aggie Yell leaders are about to do a collab with. Don't worry, it's not women. Paul Galancho, stay put.
ESPN 97.5.
I just bought another house for cash. Sell me yours at greenlightoffer.com.
Blue Star Tequila, the world's first and only night-harvested tequila. This is tequila that's natural, unfiltered best, made with 100% blue agave and totally additive-free. Smooth, vibrant, and full of character. It's tequila the way it was meant to be. So whether you're chasing championships or celebrating the moment, raise your glass to bold beginnings and taste the Blue Star difference. Find it near you at BlueStarTequila.com.
John Clay Wolf Show. Here's what's going on in the Wolf Pack.
Bobo, we appreciate you.
Thanks, man.
Gigi Dutton.
You left me hanging, but whatever. I still love you. And I was there first.
You're talking about the show meeting we had yesterday. She's the only one that showed up.
Yeah, and I'm sitting there like, yeah, guys, I'm 3 minutes early.
Right.
What the heck?
That was 50-1 odds in Vegas.
The John Clay Wolf Show. Every Saturday morning. ESPN 97.5.
It's midnight in Houston, and Bob just can't sleep. The AC is broken, and he can't count the sheep. Don't worry, big man. You don't need to scream. We can fix your AC with the help of Air Team. They'll come to your place, fix it up without a trace. Trust the ultimate fan with the paint on his face.
Is your air conditioner not performing at a pro level? Call Air Team, H-Town's HVAC team. The best heating and air conditioning installation services. 713-936-5346 or visit airteamltd.com.
Hey, Lance Zierlein here. You know I'm a numbers guy, and I like the numbers that Daspit Law Firm is putting up for their clients. The super team at Daspit Law handles a full range of personal injury cases, and they are getting results from their clients in big numbers. Car accidents, truck accidents, industrial accidents, construction accidents, maritime accidents, offshore accidents. These are all areas where if it's you or someone you know, I encourage you to get a free case review from John Daspit with the Daspit Law Firm. Call 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW.
Hey guys, Joel Blank for Allstate Windows and Siding. I changed the windows at my house and I'm glad I went to Allstate Windows and Siding. First of all, the overall curb appeal and the overall look of my house was upgraded by a bunch. Secondly, I saved big time money on my energy bills. Third and most importantly, I went to the experts that have been doing this for over 40 years. They are absolutely fantastic. Go to Allstate Windows and Siding right now or call them. 832-204-1936. 30% off windows. Free estimates available. Best in the business. AllstateSidingAndWindows.com.
Hey, you got better things to do than think about your electricity bill, but how do you avoid the surprise of a high bill at the end of the month? Here's what I do. I rely on the guys over at Champion Energy. With their low price, fixed rate plans, there's never any surprises. Plus, the team at Champion sends me weekly usage reports with my projected bill amount. Again, no surprises. They also remind me when my contract is about to expire so I can lock in on low prices. Visit champion.energy to view a variety of fixed rate offers. That's champion.energy. Promo code 1560. Promo code 1560.
It's the Paul Gallant Show
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Paul Gallant.
Last chance to dance, the Paul Gallant Show, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776 to call to text. YouTube at ESPN Houston. Twitch at ESPN 97.5. So, it doesn't seem like Oakmont is killing people as much as they thought it would. Oakmont is the host of this year's U.S. Open, and everyone was complaining about how thick the roughs are on the side of the fairways, which are very narrow. But get this. Patrick Reed, dude's back. He hit an albatross. Oh, yeah.
What?
He albatrossed it. Yeah. And after he albatrossed it, he did the Jordan shrug.
Rightfully so. You earned it.
I would too. That's
wow.
The fourth albatross in U.S. Open history. That's pretty impressive.
Yeah, yeah. Two strokes on a par five on the fourth hole.
That's insane.
Wow.
Patrick Reed back?
Can I say, and yes, Patrick Reed back. That's our guy for the rest of the tournament.
Yeah, you know what? Screw it. Yeah, let's go Patrick Reed.
I hate it when this happens in... And it happens a lot in the U.S. Open. Happens the most in the U.S. Open, where they spend the 3 days before the event going like, oh my God, this course is going to be impossible. How are we supposed to play on this? I shot an 85 on my practice round. Shout out to Roy McIlroy. And then when round one starts, like, you have guys like, no offense, JJ Spahn shooting a 66.
Yeah.
Just like, okay, all this hype for absolutely nothing. If guys that are, again, professional golfers, but not several-time major winners, not, you know, top 10 in the world guys, if they're out there shooting in the 60s, like, what are we doing? Did they make it easier? Did they make it too easy? Did they overcorrect?
They might have, because they did apparently shear the roughs.
Yeah, like, can we just have a tournament where the winning score is, like, one over? Like, I just want, is that too much to ask for, to have one where the guys just struggle for four days?
People like scoring, Sean, okay?
Really? In golf, too?
People like touchdowns. They like...
Three-pointers?
Home runs.
They hate three-pointers.
Yeah, they don't like three-pointers.
Well, they do like them. They like Steph Curry three-pointers.
They like touchdowns. They don't like field goals. They like home runs. They don't like small ball.
No.
They don't like three-pointers. They don't like anything in basketball.
Yeah, whatever you do, this is the wrong answer.
Hockey, they like goals. Soccer, they like goals. Tennis, they like...
Long matches, apparently.
Yeah, and aces. Loves. And aces, yeah, that's it. Sorry, I couldn't think of anything. And in golf... they love birdies. You know, you don't like a bogey. You don't like a par.
I do. I want them out there.
You want them suffering.
Yeah, eating bleep for 3 days.
Yeah, you hate these cake eaters. These
they're
ritzy
the best golfers
country
in the
clubbers.
World. Let me see them
struggle.
Be human. Yeah.
I like knowing that they're better than me so that I just never get into my head that I could be a decent golfer someday. I do not want that. I don't want it. I do not want that addiction. I'm already addicted to video games, for God's sakes.
I could
play them.
I could see a Paul.
No.
Golfing Paul.
Aggressive golf guy.
Yeah.
And then, like, challenging Granato.
Or just like...
Hey, Granato, I got you, bitch!
The best golfer on ESPN 97.5. I just would like to see, like, this T-box shank from Paul, and then the...
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God!
Oh, my God. Idiot. I would throw a club. Yeah, get mad at myself. 100%. Sean is entirely right. Sean knows me too well. All right, Paul Galancho, a little garbage time before we get out.
Oh, I love trash.
Garbage time.
It's garbage.
Starts now.
I'm the trash man.
This is garbage.
Saw this from leather jacket enthusiast Billy Lucci of texags.com. A picture of Eli Manning and Texas A&M yell leaders. In parentheses, Billy Lucci said, whatever this is, it's going to be hilarious. Never underestimate an Aggie yell leader's ability to make the funny cringe. I give you every single yell night that has ever existed. We're going to meet with Eli Manning. Whoop, and then we're going to talk about no girl cheerleaders, whoop! And it's gonna be a good old time. T-U-T-Sip, whoop! Did I get it right? Yes.
I think you got the tone right, at least. The Eli Manning stopping by the 12th man. I assume this is for his ESPN Plus show.
Right, which I think is a college football show.
Yeah, like a travel show.
Yeah, so. I bet actually the show will be good.
I was gonna say, I'm sure this would... is going to be one of the best episodes because you give just the, how do I say this, not disrespectfully, just the unique nature.
The unique nature.
Of Texas A&M football.
Yeah.
And you give that to the unique nature of
Eli
Manning. I think there's something there.
I think there's something there.
You might feel at home in those white overalls.
The milkman costume? Might be. DeMarcus Cousins has been suspended from Puerto Rican basketball after scratching his balls and making a heckler sniff his hands. That's for complex sports.
Okay, where in the rules does it say you can't do that?
Now. At a Mesti Guayanbayo game in the Puerto Rican Professional Basketball League, June 9th, Cousins got in an argument with fans after he approached someone digging his genital area before pressing them in front of the person's face, causing them to react angrily. Cousins was ejected afterwards. People threw stuff at him. He tried to take him out.
It was quite the scene, to be fair.
I think Puerto Rican basketball honestly needs more DeMarcus Cousins, because this is the first time I knew about a Puerto Rican basketball league.
I think basketball in general needs more DeMarcus Cousins.
Yeah. Do you think J.J. Barea is still playing in the Puerto Rican basketball league?
He probably owns the league.
Yeah, honestly, I would think so. That's the only Puerto Rican basketball player I can think of off the top of my head, by the way. A year ago yesterday, Hot Tua spit on that thing. That was a year ago yesterday.
Man, time flies.
Time does fly. She's still sort of in the headlines.
Yeah. Someone pointed out that the guy actually doing the interview has gotten zero out of this, which is so funny.
That sucks, man. I feel for him. Because finding that should have been the blow up. That's a shame. This game ain't fair. It ain't fair at all. Big thanks to Sean Mapes behind the glass and to everyone else who listened. Big thanks to our caller. Lance Zierlein's donut crumb in particular came out of the closet. Congratulations to him. Burden off of your chest. Big thanks to our texters, YouTubers, and Twitchers. I am merely Paul Gallant. So long, farewell, and have yourselves a wonderful Thursday. The Killer Bees are next. We're at Drift tomorrow. Peace! East River 9!
ESPN 97.5.
Ready to reignite the spark? Introducing Rize, R-I-I-Z-E Health's Red Max Strips, your fast track to peak performance. These revolutionary dissolving strips pack sildenafil, tadalafil, and oxytocin for harder, longer-lasting results in minutes. It's discreet, easy to use, and up to 5 times faster than pills. Visit Rize, R-I-I-Z-E Health.com, complete a quick questionnaire, and connect with U.S. board-certified doctors. Red Max Strips, unleash your confidence today!
Check out the Mean Gene Show every Saturday afternoon from 2 to 3. Get the latest sports news and analysis from Mean Gene. And, of course, the excuses for what went wrong for your favorite teams. Don't miss the Mean Gene Show Saturday afternoons from 2 to 3 on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Every Friday at 4, tune into the Killer Bees as Joel and Jeremy are joined by the TV voice of your Houston Astros, Todd Callis.
Deep to left field. You've got to be kidding me.
Todd breaks down the latest with the Astros and gives his unique insight on the team. The Killer Bees with Todd Callis, Fridays at 4 on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Brought to you by Houston Powder Coaters and Pipe Fitters Local 211.
Is diabetes keeping you from enjoying life's special moments? At US Med, we understand the challenge.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
The Omaha Steaks End of Season Sale is here to deliver everything you crave to reset after the holidays. From handcrafted USDA certified tender steaks to gourmet burgers, versatile chicken and pork, and more. You know exactly what you're getting. Premium lean protein that everyone loves. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their End of Season Sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code AUDIO at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details.